Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2. Available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Well, we're joined in the studio this morning with Rebecca St. James. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Welcome.
How are you?
Oh, look, we're just great that you came here. We actually had to shower and clean up this morning because you're coming.
I shower morningly anyway. I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course you do.
Well,
yeah.
Looking very dapper. Okay. Thank you for the special.
And look, we've put on a massive spread of breakfast for you. Mm. We've got pancakes and bacon and eggs.
Oh, whatever.
And Tim Tams.
I'm seeing the pre-made muffins here. You've got to let the audience know the truth.
What's wrong with pre-made muffins?
They're very nice. Yeah. Very nice. But I don't think there was much pancake making this morning.
Okay.
No, I want you to crack into these Tim Tams, actually.
Oh, there you go. Okay, pass the Tim Tams.
Not quite. They're already open.
So Jared. It's got to be true fellowship. Happening
That's
around
right.
the Tim Tams.
I had to taste them to make sure they're okay.
We've got to ask you, are you a tea or coffee person?
I've been a tea drinker long term, but coffee has just taken it lately. Like the last few years, I've just gone off with cappuccinos. It's my favorite thing. There's something about a cappuccino. It's warm and the foam. I'm all about the foam. I kind of drink a cappuccino for the foam. I mean, yeah, partially the coffee if, you know, need the caffeine high. But for the caffeine if I need that. But the foam is what I'm all about. Like, I actually kind of spoon it kind of like ice cream. I just love it.
When you mix your sugar, do you have sugar?
Splenda.
Okay. Well, there goes that question anyway. Next one.
Are you a sugar guy?
Yeah, but I have two. I mix one in, but the other one I let sit on top, and then you eat the foam, and it makes it really sweet.
See, that's a good idea. Well, you know what I sometimes do? Yeah. We're talking about coffee technique. How did we get onto this?
It's all good.
I actually sometimes get them, but this is high maintenance, so I don't like being high maintenance, but sometimes I get them to actually mix the Splenda in the milk when they're foaming it, and then the foam is all deliciously, like, it's all, the sugar's all spread into it.
Very nice.
There you go. You can take that
even
technique.
Sweetness.
Even sweetness,
okay,
anywho.
Sorry, Aaron, you got a question?
Oh, very educational show, this one.
Yes. Yeah. Toast, cereal, Weet-Bix, what do you have?
Well, if I could get proper Weet-Bix in America, I would have them. But but we get some Canadian stuff that's just not quite there.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's kind of like Weet-Bix, but it's not really there.
I
grew up on Weet-Bix.
Had we known, we could have gotten rid of the scrambled eggs and the pancakes and just got Weet-Bix.
Yeah,
I mean, that would have been cheaper.
It could have been a lot more low maintenance because you went to all that trouble.
That's right. All these old muffins here.
Now, we're going to play a song, Come Back. You're here with us the whole hour, which is just fantastic. Now, one of your favourites is Agnes Day. Tell us about
it. Well, actually, one of the things that I've enjoyed doing probably the most ministry-wise lately is leading worship at my church. And we did Agnes Day, I think we did the third day's version of it just recently and while I was leading worship. And I was leading with a couple of my brothers because they have some background vocals for me on the road for a while. And so they were doing leading worship with me at my church in Tennessee. And it was just really, really special. It's such a powerful song. Mm. It really gets your heart and really draws you into worshipping God in a very real way. I love it.
Well, here it is on FM 103.2.
Rebecca St. James is joining us here. Good morning again.
Thank you.
Now, we'll move on from breakfast things. We should actually welcome you officially back to Sydney. You've only just recently come back, haven't you?
Yes, my hometown. Grew up here, lived here 12 years of my life, and then moved to Brizzy for a little while and then to America. So it's great to be back.
What's the best thing, do you reckon, about Sydney? And what do you miss the most?
The beach. I really do, because we're living in Tennessee, so you're stuck straight in the middle of the country. And so it's 8-10 hours from a beach, and definitely doesn't even compare one little bit to Australian beaches. So that is hard, because I always say that the surf, I think, is the best amusement park ever. It just wipes out, you know, any other place, and because it's just so great. And see, America, like Florida, they don't have the same kind of waves. Like, it's just kind of little ripples compared to the waves here. So I think that's what I miss a lot.
Apart from this time, well, this summer in particular, because we've got all the cold currents. It's like 14 degrees
in
the
water. I know. I went in the water yesterday and I couldn't believe how cold it was. Yeah. What's with that?
We wanted to make it feel like it was back home.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, you spoke to God about that one,
that's
eh?
Right,
you wanted
yeah,
me
yeah.
to feel at home. Oh, that's so thoughtful of you.
What do you think America has over us? When you come back to Sydney, you think, I so wish Sydney had this.
I don't know.
Oh, that's
nothing's
the safe
coming
answer.
To mind.
Oh, okay.
No, I promise. Actually, nothing's really coming to mind, because Australia is an amazing country. And you know what? Wherever I go, people talk about how much they love Australia and how they've always wanted to go there. Americans are always saying that. You know how, like, over here you grow up and you wanted to go to Disneyland.
Yes.
You want to go to America and visit America. Well, Americans are the same way about Australia. They've always wanted to come here. And the biggest thing that they know about Australia is Crocodile Dundee and the Crocodile Hunter. Like, that's what they think of when they think
That's the biggest thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think they've got a little bit of a different view of what it's really like here than it actually is, but they just love it. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, we better check the traffic. We're going to come back next with another one of your favourite songs.
Okay. Sounds good.
We're back with Rebecca St. James in the studio. Hello again.
Hello, hello.
Now, we've got to go on to some weird and embarrassing questions.
Oh, I love weird and embarrassing questions. Great.
Aaron's got the first one.
That's great. Sarcasm. Well,
sense the excitement in my voice. Yeah.
Just the way you looked at me, I'm going, well, I'm not asking the first one. I'm
okay,
over this side of the desk.
So
there's no way.
We'll make this a really long segment. We'll just drag
wonderful.
Everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Straight out, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, in Wales one time, I brought this new skirt from America that I thought was really cool. It had red stitching on it. And the audience that night was so weird. This Welsh audience were just odd. And so I get to the end of the night to the signing line, and this girl comes up to me and she goes, and mind you, you know, I speak about saving sex for marriage, purity, all this, and I've sung my song, Wait For Me, blah, blah, blah. And this girl comes up to me after the show in the signing line and says, did you know that your skirt spells sex over and over and over again? The red stitching was spelling sex.
Oh, no.
And I had no clue. I just thought it was this cool pattern. So literally for years, I couldn't even share that story. I was so embarrassed. But I've just started speaking about it lately and, you know, going to therapy. And working through it. Pretty embarrassing. Yeah.
That's
a winner. Good. Okay, so we have to talk about your driving now.
Okay, driving.
Are you a good driver?
I'm a very good driver. I have never had a crash.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's boring.
Do you use your indicators?
I mean, it's not that.
I do.
Sorry, it's not boring that you haven't had an accident. I mean, anyway, move on.
Yes, I do use my indicators. I'm a good girl.
And wave, thank you for letting me in, all that.
Sometimes.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes. Yeah.
And do you get confused, like in America, driving on the left-hand side and coming back here and driving on the right?
Actually, when I come back over here, I often turn the flickers on instead of... No, when I'm trying to turn the indicators on to tell them I'm coming over... I'll turn the windscreen wipers on.
Oh, yep.
So that's the biggest mistake that I make. And I sometimes have to go, okay, which side of the road am I pulling
especially
out on?
Especially at roundabouts.
Yeah.
Like, roundabout, mm-hmm. You go around a different way overseas.
Well, they don't have roundabouts hardly ever.
Oh, okay.
So that's the adjustment. I mean, they do in England and stuff, but in the US, they really don't have roundabouts. So it's hard to even... for Americans when they come here to even adjust to having them. It's a whole new culture.
Okay.
Yeah. What about sport?
What
good, bad,
sport?
Indifferent, favourites?
I like playing it. I have five brothers, and so growing up you kind of had to be all-rounder, just, you know, try your hand at anything from tennis to football to kind of you name it. And I know a little bit of American football now because my brothers have, you know, dragged me into that. But I'm not a big fan of watching it. Like, and even the cricket, my cousins were always into cricket, you know, going to the cricket, watching it. They were on teams, blah, blah, blah. My dad was a cricket coach for a while, but, you know, I way prefer to be playing it than watching it. Maybe that's a girl thing, though. Maybe it's a girl thing.
Could be.
Yeah.
Okay, the last question, left the most important for last,
good.
And that is sausage roll with sauce or meat pie without sauce?
Sausage roll with sauce, for sure.
Ah.
And I'm a huge fan of sweet chili, too.
Oh, really?
Like,
okay.
They don't do sweet chili in America, really. Like, you have to go to great lengths to find it. So having that here on a sausage roll is pretty heavenly.
Cool. Okay. Well, we're about to play God Help Me. Tell us about this song.
Well, I wrote it a couple years ago on my birthday. So it was a bit of a cool birthday present. And it was the morning of my birthday and, you know, hitting late 20s going, wow, life just goes by so, so quick. And so I kind of had – actually, it was quite bizarre how it kind of started. I was sitting outside a friend of mine's house in LA, and they had chimes outside this house, and the chimes were making this tone. And I started just kind of humming something to this tone that these chimes were making. And the tune of God Help Me kind of began through that. And then I was just thinking, I'm running out of time, I'm running out of life, I'm running out of love, you know, God help me. It just kind of started flowing out of my heart. So pretty much... partially inspired through these chimes and part through my birthday and God just kind of landing it in my heart. God Help Me was written that day. So it was pretty special. But it's really passionate, and I go through so many times in my life where I just know that I can't do any of what I do without him. And so those God Help Me moments are a great thing, I think.
Fantastic. And if you need any more inspiration, Aaron's got some great Glockenspiel hits and memories classics that he can lend you on CD.
Great.
So,
thanks, Aaron.
We'll work on that.
Yeah. I look forward to hearing that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, here's God Help Me.
Rebecca St. James is still here with us. I thought you would have got up and left by now.
Oh, no, I'm sticking in.
That's so nice of you to persevere like that.
Well, you guys, we're definitely nice guys. Haven't been boring.
Oh.
So, yeah, if you had been boring, I might have left by now. But, you know, it's been very entertaining.
That's the biggest compliment I reckon
this.
I've ever had. Excellent.
Wow, you haven't gotten very many compliments in your life, Benny.
No, we haven't.
No.
Now, tonight there's something on,
yeah.
I think. Is there? There's this she event.
I thought you were going to say it's the he event. Trying to still work the guys in there somehow.
No, we're dealing with that.
How are you dealing with it?
Well, we're going go-karting.
You come up with another plan.
Yeah,
hey?
That's right. We're going go-karting with the guys.
Cool. That sounds very fun. I think that's a very creative idea.
Well, yes, it's still.
Was it revenge on me for like somehow not allowing the guys to come to this? Or
revenge is a harsh word.
Not quite the word that you would have used.
Okay. No, that's right. Moving on. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Am I seeing a tear in your eye there, Aaron?
No, it's just a bit of dust in the air.
And I think you're off the Christmas card list now as well.
Oh, very much.
Yeah. How did I get off the Christmas card list?
Well, until you come back to Australia and do one where the guys can come along as well.
Okay.
But anyway,
well, we'll work on that.
You better quickly tell us what's coming up tonight.
Okay. Well, yes, it is the She event, and it's kind of a girls' night out for mothers, daughters, and friends. So a group of girls can just come and have a girls' night out, or mums and daughters can come on a date. And it's really a night of encouragement. Evie, who's my mentor, and she is just huge down here in Australia 20, 25 years ago. People love her so much. She'll be singing some of her music. I'll be singing some of mine. We'll be just sharing from our hearts about different things relevant to womanhood today and some of the pressures that we face. And hopefully, you know, just bringing some hope and encouragement to the women's lives that are there.
And I think one of the coolest things you do is the Q&A in that as well.
Yes. Yeah, in the middle of the concert, we kind of break it down. Because the whole night's very relational, very relaxed. It's an acoustic set. So my guys are, you know, playing on acoustic instruments. But we break it down and we have a Q&A where people from the audience can ask anything that they want. And we don't monitor the questions or anything. We just kind of put them out there and whatever people are interested in. So it's a real bonding time, and some of the stuff that comes out is pretty intense but pretty powerful.
And Jared, how did you know that they have Q&A's at the She event, just
have
out
you,
of interest?
Have you secretly come to one of these shows?
On?
Did you come to one of
the
other
time.
Two that we did in
We're
Australia?
We're running really late. Hey, I've been told. I've got friends in the know who have been
okay.
before.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Got the hookup.
And another one of your favourite songs is Norah Jones, Don't Know Why. Quickly tell us why.
Norah Jones, her music is just so soothing. I think that if I just describe it in one word, it's soothing. So this particular album was really, really close to my heart when it first came out, and Don't Know Why, I just love it. So, yeah, enjoy. Be soothed.
And we got Rebecca St. James in the studio. Time to say goodbye, pretty much.
That flew by.
It did
How
fly
quick.
By very much. Mm. But, of yeah. course, the concert and the performance and the ministry tonight, that's just sensational. Good luck with it.
Thank
and
you.
And I hope it changes many lives. I'm sure it's going to.
I pray so, too.
And thanks so much for coming in yes. and spending some time with us. And
thanks for having me. Thanks for the pancakes.
Yeah, sorry that the Weet-Bix so nice. Didn't happen.
Yeah,
but next time,
well,
okay?
Next time,
the muffins
yeah.
are looking a bit sad now. You can
are.
Take them with you for your crew, the musicians tonight.
My band guys will love it. Yeah. Thank you.
Look, we're going to play one more song before we say goodbye. It's Michael W. Smith's Healing Rain. Why?
Yes. Well, this song actually really touched my heart because I went to a conference just recently and they played this song over and over. Michael wasn't there, although I do run into him in Nashville every now and then. He's just a great guy, very humble, down to earth. And but they played this song at this conference and it was just so touching to my heart and really did I don't know. It is a healing song. There's a definite power to it. And so God really used it in my life. So that's why I requested that this morning. So I hope it touches people's lives out there listening.
Well, here it is now on FM 103.2. Thanks again, Beck.
Thank you for having me, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.